requires of us.
We will go to Narbondellen? Gromf asked, with open and determined skepticism, referring to the neighborhood of manor houses, theaters, and arenas, and the compounds of two of Menzo Berenzon's 8 ruling houses. While Narbondellen was a fashionable enough address in the City of Spiders, and indeed, Gromf often visited the area, rarely before had all the nobles of House Bayenry left Kellar's Orl, the grandest district of the city, wherein resided the greatest of the noble houses, except to go to war. The tradition of the Festival of the Founding called upon unallied houses to dine together in a rare show of unity. But House Bayenry usually used that tradition to host Matron Mesbaris and her second house, Barris and Delarmgo, or vice versa.
I await Matron Beerton's invitation,
Matron Mother Quenthel said slyly, her grin now firmly aimed at Grom. With that, she rose and departed, leaving the old mage quite flummoxed. House Fay Branch, the 6th house of Menzo Berenzon, the house of Manolan. Why had Quenthel? Matron Mother Bayenry arranged this, Grom wondered.
And indeed, how?
She was among the oldest drow in Menzo Berenzon, and the longest-serving matron mother. Even though her house, Barris and Delarmgo, was the second youngest of all the great houses in the city, having formed a mere 8 centuries earlier. Under her guidance, House Barris and Delarmgo had climbed the ranks swiftly to the penultimate rank in the city, barely a quarter millennium before. The little-known house had been considered no higher than the 47th house of the city, barely known and with little consideration of any of the true powers of Menzo Berenzon. The leap in ranking, all the way to 16th, had caught their attention, though, and when the matrons of the ruling council had at last bothered to look more closely at the Armgo ways and powers, it had become quite obvious that Mesbaris would not be watching the ruling council from afar for long. Mesbaris had found her niche of power. Other houses competed for the favor of Lolf by building chapels and training priestesses, but Matron Mesbaris had veered her family down an opposite path. Barris and Delarmgo was known for its house wizards, as were their arch-rivals, the Zorlarans, but more than that, this house was the home of many of Menzo Berenzon's greatest warriors. Every year, the ranks of Mele Magvir, the Drow Academy of Warriors, included a full complement of budding Armgo warriors. The 1,000 soldiers of Barris and Delarmgo formed the backbone of the city's martial garrison and granted Mesbaris the firmest foundation for her house army, one not subject to the whims of a fickle deity or the ebbs and flows of magic. And now things had become more interesting. Matron Mesbaris was well aware of the growing instability within the one house, House Bayenry, that kept her from the pinnacle of Menzo Berenzon's power.
They march as if the entire city should stand and gape in awe,
High Priestess de Aerul said to her mother as they stood together on one of the more obscure balconies in the sprawling compound. Only recently had Barris and Delarmgo relocated to Kellart's Orl from their previous location in Narbondellen, and so their compound was not nearly as magnificent or magic-highlighted yet as the great Bayenry compound.
They are Bayenry, said Melek Dorl, elder boy and weapons master of Barris and Delarmgo. Let Menzo Berenzon embrace them with awe, for those are the admiring looks we will know soon enough.
Do not speak of such things openly, my impetuous child,
Mesbaris scolded. But her tone showed more pride than anger. She could well imagine the parade below her being the march of her own house some day soon. But she couldn't deny the pageantry and beauty of the procession of House Bayenry, soldiers marching crisply and disciplined precision in their battle armor so finely cut and fitted. The glint of hundreds of weapons shone and sparkled in the accented magical lighting, all done to exacting precision, with spells set and aimed perfectly to catch the gleaming metal of sword or battle axe or javelin tip. fairy fire of purple, blue, and orange highlighted the group commanders and their great subterranean lizards. Light spells seemed to emanate from within the accompanying magical jade spiders. Pony-sized versions of the great monstrosities that guarded the Bayenri compound and several other houses on Kellart's Orl. Those spiders flanked the most important contingent, the noble priestesses, and it didn't take Mes Baris long to spot Matron Mother Quenthel as she glided out of the Bayenri gates, floating on a translucent disk of purple and blue energies, her eldest daughter and Sosumtu close behind and flanking left and right on disks of their own. A magical red flame burned in the center of their triangle, backlighting Quenthel perfectly so that she seemed sealed in a halo of red light. That hue caught the matching color of her eyes so keenly that Mes Baris could see her eyes even from this distance. For just a moment, it seemed that Quenthel was staring right back at her. Undeniably, the Bayenris knew how to march, and all the city would tremble at their passing. It took breathless Mes Baris many heartbeats to realize that this procession was not normal, even for the Festival of the Founding. Not anymore, at least. She had not seen such a thing from the vaunted Bayenris in decades, a century and more even, not since... Evenham, she whispered. And it was clear to her that Matron Mother Quenthel was making an important statement to the entire city, and likely, given the departure of Matron Xerath and the Zorlarans, most keenly of all, she was sending a warning to Matron Mes Baris. Malak Doral gave a little scowl as the lead of the procession moved past House Baris and Del Armgo, barely 50 feet from the balcony where the Armgo nobles had gathered. Weapons Master Anzarel Bayenri led the procession, riding a lizard with a barding of jewels and bells, sitting tall and proud. Indeed, Mes Baris said, noting the source of his ire and so full of her own spittle. Tell me again why you have not found the opportunity to kill that one. Malak Doral lowered his eyes. The great rivalries between the weapons masters of the first two houses went back many decades to the legendary fights between Utha Gentall Armgo and Dantrag Bayenri. So it had seemed would be the case with their successors, and Malak Doral wanted nothing more. But Anzarel had shied from any conflicts of late. Mes Baris knew why. She knew of Tiago growing strong and building a great name for himself, and she knew of elder boy Aumon, Quenthel's oldest son, who had just completed his first year at the academy. Anzarel was playing.